Alrighty, here we go with another little mini podcast. I'm Seth. Tyler is not here. Who knows where he is? I have a special guest today. It is my one and only sperm donor. My dad. Oh man. Dad, how are you?
I want a return on my donation.
Oh my gosh. My parents live down in Hot Springs. That's about 3.5 hours from me. In fact, I was just telling them, the neighbor, how you guys, it was just really cold down there, wasn't it? Like in the 20s or something?
Yes, we had 27 degrees yesterday morning and this morning.
Goodness gracious. I'm not sure if it got that cold even here. I mean, it's like I feel like my heater for the most part at night hasn't even been kicking on. I kind of just leave it down at 65, and then in my room I have my space heater going since I'm just in my room, and that will kick on for the most part. But it seems to just kind of stay 65. I mean, it's probably like 50s outside, but it's still like the house keeps the temperature warm for the most part. But we had one day where it was like really nice. It had to hit 70s, and I saw that they had the lights. There's like just basically in my backyard. There's a school, and then beyond that there is baseball. There's like back to back four baseball fields, and they had the lights on and everything. And I have since that day, I haven't seen lights on at all. It was warm enough for them to have that one night, and then they haven't done anything since.
But we're supposed to be well above freezing day and night now for the next 10 days. Looks like the weather's going to be pretty nice.
Nice.
I'm ready for spring to stick around now.
We're doing this little podcast just over FaceTime, so but I sound pretty good, but my dad sounds, you can tell he's on the phone or whatever. But I just wanted to do a little mini podcast, so I thought I'd bring on my dad. And then I should have another podcast posted, hopefully it's tomorrow too. I got a special guest. But anyways, last time I saw you guys, we were coming home from a cruise, right? I think that's the last
Yes,
time.
Carnival Celebration, the end of January.
Yes, we went on the new ship. Celebration it was.
Carnival Celebration, yes.
Yes, it was a big one. Like, wait, yeah, th that was there's like two of those ships in that class so far, I think, and they're gigantic boats. They're gigantic. I mean, I have a few little complaints here and there. I mean, the comedy club is like so small. It's itty bitty, and you got to kind of like make sure you're in there early, or you're not going to be there. Or you're not gonna get a seat, which is so odd for such a big ship. But I mean, other than that,
Well, next year in January, we're hoping to get on the Jubilee. That's the new ship that Carnival has coming out the end of this month, this
the
year.
Jubilee. Oh, we're going to do that
Looks
one. Yeah, I
fun.
remember someone even mentioned that. I saw that. The Jubilee's coming out the end of this year.
Yes.
And that's going to be the same class, I guess. Or no, is that a remodel, or is that
Well, I think it's the same. I think it's in the same
the
class.
same class?
I think so.
Oh man, it's
Daniel keeps up on that kind of stuff better than I do.
yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, it's like there's that one floor where it's like so wide open, and you can kind of see like three different floors, and it's just wide open. I know on they had that like kind of walking, they had it set up where it was kind of like walking downtown New Orleans or whatever, the one that's named after the first ship.
Mardi Gras.
Yeah, so the original ship that went out, what, 1975 or 77, I think, something like that. 75, I think. It was called that was and it was a lot smaller ship, but in fact, I don't know how true this is, but the rumor is that they literally didn't have enough money for one of the stops, so they took all the money from the casino from everybody playing slots and everything, and took about a bunch of money from there to pay for the
really? Yeah, that's funny.
That was like on one of the first like the first trips the carnival took, and now it's gigantic. It is like next to Royal Caribbean. It's the biggest. It's not the no, it is the biggest, because for one thing, they have a few different lines and they have the most ships by far. Now, Royal Caribbean does have bigger ships. They have a few different bigger ships. Those insane, which I would like to do Royal Caribbean at some point. It's there's a number of neat things about that, but Carnival has definitely always lived up to the expectation of the fun ship.
Oh yeah,
and there's always something to do.
Going on. I always tell people you can do as much or as little as you want on a
Yeah. Yep. If you don't feel like doing anything, don't do anything. If you feel like doing something, do something. So, yeah, I've basically been growing out my beard since the crew. Where did I get my haircut? Did I get my haircut on the ship? I can't remember.
I think it was just before the cruise.
It was just before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, I got my haircut right before you guys came to the island, because we went out of Miami. And yeah. We went off the island there. We stayed what at
Miami Beach.
Miami Beach, which is not, that's the name of the island, which is kind of funny. Like Miami Beach is the name of the island, and had a great time. Oh man, we coming back, we couldn't check into our hotel. So we went on the cruise. It was had a blast. 7 days. Coming back though, we were doing 3 or 4 days. We had an Airbnb, a nice Airbnb with a hot tub, and we couldn't check in there until 5 o'clock. I think we were calling them to try to check in early, and I think the earliest we could check in was end up being 3 or something like that. 2 or 3. It was 3, and so I said, well, let's go see a movie. So we get off the ship so early. So I think we got off the ship. We were off the ship by 9, and we went and had some breakfast somewhere. And then we went and saw the earliest movie we could see, which was right around noonish, I think, if not before noon. And what movie was that? It was a good movie. Oh my gosh! And I ran into that movie. I have the worst luck with you guys in movies. I got horrible.
You were in and out. Yeah.
Last time when we went to, I hate missing any part of a movie. If I'm at home, I'm always, you always pause it to the bathroom. In a movie theater, you can't. I would pause it if I could, but if I got to go to the bathroom or something, I'm sprinting. I always make sure I go before. But my food didn't sit very well when we were that was in California. When we were there, my food, I had a little bit of a stomach issue, but it just happened once when we were back in December, when we went on those cruises out of California. I probably 5 times I had to go to the bathroom.
Do you think really people want to listen to hear about your stomach issues on this podcast?
Oh, for sure.
Really? Oh, they're downright fascinating, aren't they? Yeah.
They're normal people just like me. But so I missed
you're normal. Oh, okay.
Last time I checked, for sure. No,
well,
but
you're not regular.
Now you made normal, me lose track of my thought, Dad. I don't want to miss any part of this very important story, but it was Adam, which it was okay. I wasn't super impressed with it. The Rock. But what movie did we end up seeing that? The action movie that was awesome. I can't remember the name of it, but it was the plane crashed. And it was like a shooting them up kind of movie. It was great. It was so good. I can't remember the name of it, but they crashed in an unsafe place in the Philippines, and they had to, and they were taken captive, and then they grabbed guns and stuff and went after them.
It was action packed all the way through.
It was a very good movie. I still haven't seen Avatar. You haven't seen it either, have you?
I have not. Can't believe I need to watch the first one again before I see the second.
You need to. It's on Disney Plus, which the third season of Mandalorian came out. I got to watch that. So, which by the time I get around to watching it, I'll be able to watch them all back to back because they come out with an episode every week. But since it first came out like February or the first part of March, so there's already like six episodes out, and there's probably 10 episodes in all. But of course, I got to stay away from the spoilers. There's always spoilers out there. But from watching the trailer and stuff, it looks like it's going to be really good. So I'm excited about that. I don't know if you I'm going to have to make my little space heater kick off. You probably can hear it. Probably hear it in the sound. But I gotta see Avatar. So yeah, it's insane how long it's been since the first one came out. I was so impressed that it hit the 2 billion mark. They had to hit 2 billion just for it to cut even. That's where they ended up spending that much money. They ended up spending 2 billion on it. And wow. It's still in theaters, and it's probably at 2.5 billion at this point. So they made $500 million on it, which is just insane. But yes, sirree. Are you guys got any traveling coming up?
Well, not really. Until the end of May, we're going to go to Ohio to visit my mom and my family there, my brother and his family, for Memorial Day weekend. We're going to take a quick trip up to Northwest Arkansas for just a couple of days to see you and some friends.
I'm still
warning you, you know.
Oh, no. People.
Did that strike fear and trembling in your heart?
People go away.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, man. Nowadays I could just stay at the house, get food delivered and everything, which now I got a new oven and a new fridge and a new dishwasher. And before that, I was going.
Yeah, what's her name?
Stephanie.
Whoa.
I was before that, so I didn't have a working fridge for a while, so I was just getting takeout food delivered through DoorDash and Uber Eats. And now that I finally have a good fridge and everything, I have had only cooked for the last 2 weeks now, so I'm pretty proud of myself. My bill is quickly going down compared to what it was.
Yes, you are.
I am saving a good chunk of money. I'm pretty happy about that. So, but yeah.
Yeah, those appliances will pay for themselves in no time.
Oh, sure. Well, it's going to be a business cost anyways, because I'm going to turn this side of the duplex into Airbnb. So that will look sharp for having an Airbnb is the plan. That is the plan. So we'll see if we can make that happen by the end of the year.
With the plan.
Yep. I the goal is to buy a place. I want to buy a place there in Florida and then Airbnb this place and rent out the other side, fix that one up a little bit and re-rent that out.
We may come down and see you in Florida someday.
Hey, I'll be in the spot where it is for all the cruises. Got 3 different ports there, probably 10 different ships going out of Florida there.
Yay.
No state taxes. Can't beat that.
Yay.
Nice warm weather.
Yay.
A lot of rain to cool you down.
Oh, yeah. Yippee.
Yippee-ki-yay. Oh, yeah, dad in your voices. Remember, you used to say that if you weren't a pastor, that you would have liked to do like voices and stuff.
I'd like to do voiceovers. Yeah, TV do
voiceovers.
Shows.
There's crazy. Oh, I just look at the website. There's now with technology, with the internet nowadays, you can just get jobs online,
Would you
and
let me do that, son?
you
Would
can
you
do
really?
whatever you want. Paul, you're a big
I'd
boy.
be very happy to do that.
Oh my gosh. But well, they switched the voices for oh, I forgot what I was going somewhere with that, but I just lost track. I had chicken parmesan tonight, and it's just hitting me. I'm starting to go into a food coma.
That dead chicken getting to you, is it?
I squeezed the life out of that chicken
Getting
and
his
threw it.
revenge, yep.
I squeezed the life out of that chicken and then I threw it in the oven. Buttered her up real good, breaded her. Yes, sirree. Well, before our listeners lose their mind, I probably should go ahead and wrap up this mini little mini podcast here, Dad. Thanks
I
for joining
thought
me.
I'd help you get off the air here, son. I knew that's what.
Once we hit that 15 minute marker, my dad starts to go a little cuckoo. Me, on the other hand, I've been cuckoo since I
That's the
started to push the
rewards of people
recording.
that stayed and listened through everything.
Yes, congratulations. You win absolutely nothing. Well, guys, really thank you for wasting 15, 16 minutes of your time with us. We really appreciate you.
You're such good friends.
You're such wonderful people. Stay classy. Keep on keeping on. Dad, any inspirational words to end the podcast?
No.
That sounds about right. Thanks for that, Dad. Really,
Wasn't that inspirational?
I feel inspired to take a nap. Guys, thanks for listening. Y'all have a good week, and we'll see you next time.